Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and good afternoon. We're so grateful you joined us on Wednesday midweek Bible study. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are calling on your name like never before. We are grateful that you, the Most High God, love us. We are grateful, Lord God, for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we are thankful for your love and tender kindness, your mercy. We are grateful, Father God, that many are called, but few are chosen. So we thank you that we are your chosen ones in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you called us out of the dark way into your marvelous light. We are grateful, Father, that you knew us. You said you knew us before you formed and shaped us in our mother's belly. And we're so grateful, Father God, as our mothers pushed, you caught us, and you have kept us in your almighty palm all the days of our lives. You are not a man that you should lie. Your word says you will, that you order our steps and that you will never leave us, neither will you ever forsake us. We're so grateful that we could call on your mighty name, your holy name. You are Lord. You are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty Father. And I thank you that you said, I know the thoughts I have for you. They are great thoughts to give you a greater future and a greater hope. So, Lord, we are thankful for this day that you gave us, oh God. Thank you for ordering our steps. God, that he orders our steps, because I don't know the direction to go in, but because he orders our steps, we have avoided accidents, incidents, we have avoided diseases, we have avoided all kinds of things because of his goodness and because he orders our steps. So he said the steps of a good person are ordered by him, and I thank you that he orders our steps on a daily basis. He is so great and greatly to be praised. And you know, the 3 John 2 says, beloved, I pray that you prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers. So, you know, we are prospering in our soul because the word is what we feed on. We hunger and thirst for God's word daily. But, you know, we got to learn what God's diet is for us. Yeah, he's got a diet for us. I know what our taste buds say, but we got to know what God's diet is. You know, he has a particular diet now. I don't think it's, you know, French fries. No, I don't think so. It may be. I don't think it's pizza. It may be. I don't think it's, you know, have it my way. It could be. But I don't think so. I read this book called The Maker's Diet by Reuben Jordan, and he is a man of God. He starts off with a daily devotional. I mean, and he talks about God's diet, the maker, the one who created us, the maker's diet. So we got to go and we got to, you know, we got to follow God's diet. I know what our taste buds say. It says sugar, sugar, sugar. I need something sweet. Yes, guess what? God made sweet stuff too. He made apples and oranges and mangoes. Ooh, pineapples. Yeah, bananas. Today, I had a smoothie with fresh strawberries, fresh bananas, and I put some fiber in it. I put some cinnamon in it, and I tell you, it was delicious. Oh, my God, it was so good. It was made with God's great green earth. And you know, he did make, you know, he did create, you know, the green stuff, too. Spinach, cabbage, kale, collard greens, turnip greens, mustard greens, okra. You know all that good stuff. But look, I'm taking Sister Mary's time. She's going to be talking to us in a minute about God's green earth and what he wants us to eat. So I thank God for Sister Mary today. And we're going to pray for senior citizens. So, Father, we thank you for the senior citizens all over the world. And, Lord, many senior citizens have a revelation about what to eat and what not to eat. Many of them don't have, you know, they not in a wheelchair. Many of them are walking miles. Lord, I heard about that woman. Oh, Lord, she's a bodybuilder, Ernestine. Yeah, she's building her body. She's eating healthy, walking miles and miles a day, and she's in her 80s. Lord, some people in their 90s, and I see them at the gym on the exercise. So, Lord, help us to get wisdom, to know that we can't sit all day and look at love of life as the world turns. Oh, no, we got to move our bodies. Our bodies have to stay in motion. I remember, Lord, when you walked the earth, oh, you walked. I remember talking about you. You were on camels a lot, but I remember you walking. You walked and you fed people. Not just food, physical food, even though you did that. When you prayed over the little boy's lunch, the two fish and the five barley loaves, oh, my God, 12 baskets. And I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you want us as senior citizens to be healthy, to choose those foods that's going to keep our bodies moving until you call us to glory. We thank you, Lord God, that our brain is functioning at 100% capacity. We have great memories, great minds, and we keep our minds stayed on you. And, Lord, we're so grateful in the name of Jesus that we can call on you morning, noon, and night. Before we call, you've already heard. And, Lord, I thank you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that our throats, our larynx, our neck, our skin, our bones, our bone marrow is functioning at 100% capacity. Oh, yeah, our blood is cleansed, our nerve endings, our ligaments, tendons, bones, every part of our body, our lungs, our heart, kidneys, our gallbladder, everything is working at 100% capacity. Our organs, all of it, our skin, our eyes, our ears, our nose, everything is working because you said, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So, Father, forgive us for getting off of your diet and getting on our diet. We messed up. So, Father, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we'll remember your diet and get back on the right diet so we can have long life. Your word says, I will satisfy you with long life. You said when we're old and gray, don't forget to thank the Lord our God. You are our shepherd and we shall not want. And Lord, many times we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but we wasn't fearful because we know that you are with us and your rod and your staff is comforting us every day. Well, good afternoon again to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. I thank God, you know, this is the day that he made. Our speaker today is a woman of great wisdom. particularly in the area of nutrition. She is a holistic nutritionist, and she is from the city of Oklahoma City. I'm going to tease her. It's not a lot of sunshine in Florida today. It's a little cool, but we don't have no snow, no rain. I don't know what they have in Oklahoma, but I know God lives here. Jacksonville belonged to Jesus. I thank God for the city of Jacksonville, Florida, where I was born. Yeah, God lives here. I think he lives in Oklahoma, New Mexico, Alabama, Georgia, all over America. And guess what? All of the continents. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere at the same time. But I thank God today he's in Oklahoma City with holistic coach Mary Nichols. So get your questions ready. Get your questions ready. As she's speaking, write down questions that you have that you may want to ask her. So when she gets finished speaking, you can ask questions. Well, good afternoon, Sister Mary Nichols. How are you today?
I am happy to be here, and I am blessed, and I am just excited for what the Lord is doing.
Amen. It's your turn.
Okay. I am kind of, I'm trusting the Lord for what I'm going to say today, and I had entitled this talk Happy, Healthy Holidays, and since we're going to be talking about one of our favorite things, which is food, eating, and also, of course, joining with family and just being elevated in our spirit as we recognize the birth of Jesus, and as this holiday is based on our desire to be holy as God is holy. And so I'm just excited about the season. I just want to call there is a subtitle for the Happy, Healthy Holiday. And that subtitle is the word substitution. And it's just a reminder of us as we celebrate the season that Jesus is the reason for the season. And also to remind us who know that behind the manger, present shadow of the cross, which is the most miraculous, wonderful, life-giving thing that has ever happened. So behind the manger is the shadow of the cross. Of course, we don't know the day or the exact time that the birth of Jesus occurred, but it is the all-important fact. Hey, Jesus is coming again. The Bible is true and is proving daily the truth that God is, God has always been, God will always be. And so he is here, and we're just celebrating. The question is, and I'd be saying this all correctly, but the question is, why did Jesus come? Why did Jesus come as a baby? He is that baby, is God in the flesh. Why did he come? He came to die And behind all of the tinsel and the carols and the gifts, he came as, in capital, capital, capital letters, the gift, the gift of eternity. He came to die. He came to die as a ransom. He paid with his own blood the price for me, for you. As in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. We are sinners. But hallelujah, he paid the perfect, sinless price for all of the sins of humanity, for my sins and for yours. He substituted his perfect life as a gift, eternal life. And I just wanted to say a few things about the celebration and why it is such a wonderful gift of substitution that he gave himself for us. In Isaiah, hell and the gift for hell, we often talk about these scriptures. Isaiah 53:4-6, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Jesus came to die for us, to pay for our sins, because only his sinless, perfect life could be substituted for our wretchedness. And I am just, why did he come? He came to die for what the law was powerless to do, because it was weakened by our flesh, by the flesh. God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinless flesh to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fully met in us who do not live according to the flesh, but according. I just wanted to bring all of that to my mind, as well as to those, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, but to enjoy the celebration of the birth of Jesus, however many people would say that that's a pagan that holiday, as we often celebrate it in our society. It is the greatest gift, and I just want to talk about the substitution of his life for ours, but also because of what we're going to talk about is the substitution of food. I believe Satan would want us to be eating and things that he wants us to do as an affront to God, our Savior. So I'm going to first start out talking about a few of the foods that many of us have all of our lives, but for me, God put the good foods and the bad foods list into my life. And I think, Vernita, praise God that you're on. Other people who have come to the realization there are things that we should be eating and things we should not be eating. And, of course, there have been diets all through, I would guess, through the world. Diet is what we eat, what we put into our bodies, and expect good results from eating that food. And thank God that He has given us food. And He gives us wisdom, though, on how to eat that food. And I have a group that is called Health Education for a Nation. But increasingly, I am understanding, the Lord is telling me, that we as Christians need to be as healthy as we possibly can be, because we have assignment from Him. And as we worship Him and go through life, yes, we need to be healthy so that we can do His will and that we can share our love, our hope, the salvation that God gives us. So the health and following Sister Vernita and many others is one of the things called the healthy, the good food, bad food list. And it is just fairly simple list of things that we should eat or not eat, things that we should put into our bodies, are the good things, and then there's bad things. Let me get to that list. For the last 9 months, I thank you, Sister G, that you have given me this opportunity to talk about the good food, bad food list, and the reasons why we want to adhere to that list. And it is all about substituting the good thing for the bad thing that we encounter all of the time. The first part that I want to talk about, and I have been talking about it for the last 9 months, is eating butter or lard, good old-fashioned lard, instead of using the cooking oil that is the new rage. Even that extra virgin olive oil, any kind of oil that is in a bottle, when the bottle is opened, air gets into the bottle. Oxygen changes the consistency of the oil in the bottle, and the bottle is not open. So substitute the good butter and lard for the oil. And even you can use in your cooking the oil the grief that comes from me. Like, I remember as a child, my mother used bacon fat and then silphi, but now you have to use uncured bacon because you want to avoid those cancer-causing things, nitrites and nitrate. Wonderful, but read the label if it is cured with nitrates and nitrites. Don't use that oil. Don't eat that bacon. You can get uncured. So avoiding the cooking oil. We don't even have a real idea as to how the oils are made and buying off of the shelf. Do you even know what rape, R-A-P-E, oil is that is in canola oil? It's some kind of plant, yes, but it is a source of inflammation, and inflammation in our bodies is butter and lard for any kind of cooking oil. Salad dressing that has oil in it, avoid that. Rather, you can use sour cream, or if you have to have something in it, put butter in your salad dressing. And substitute flour other than wheat, oats, rye, or barley. Use gluten-free flour, like almond flour, rice flour, coconut, feva, bean flour, cornmeal. Use non-GMO, non-GMO that has been substituted for perfect, wonderful, God-given plants that we can make flour of out of. Cornmeal, make sure it's GMO. It has not been genetically modified. The wheat that is often in a lot of products is manipulated wheat. Wheat is now growing on a bush rather than the tall stalk that it had been since God gave us wheat. Remember, wheat is on a little bush and it has gluten in it. And I used to think, I'm not gluten intolerant. I don't have celiac disease, so why should I not eat wheat? Because it damages your intestines. You cannot absorb the vitamins and nutrients out of any of the good food that you eat because of the damage. Wheat, rye, barley, and even something we now know called buckwheat. Those are all things that will damage your intestines, the lining, the villi, so that you cannot benefit from the good food that you do eat. What do you use flour for? Wheat flour. Use it for making gravy and making cakes and cookies and breading your meat dishes. Wow. That alarm let me know that I'm rattling on and have passed my time. Substitute butter and lard for oil. Substitute other flour, almonds, rice, coconut, bean flour as the cornmeal, non-GMO cornmeal for baking and cooking. Would you suggest that you substitute clean water for sodas and even using hopefully good water for making your tea or your coffee? There is no substitute for water, and we're blessed to have places where we can get clean water in America, but we have to be careful because more and more they're finding this is wonderful parasite in our water. So make the attempt to try to get clean water. You might have to boil it all before you drink it. And we're trusting that there is water that we can buy and have the parasites in. You know that the world is changing. There are so many things that are bombarding our lives that are not good. So all we can do is to pray and try to eliminate all of those bad things. Another thing that we need to learn to substitute that I've talked about, sugar. Sugar, yes, we love it. Sugar is good. But the sugar that we are ingesting or we are encouraged to ingest by the products that we buy, it's on the bad food list because sugar does bodies that are not helpful. And that's kind of a mild statement. But sugar is not good for us, even though we have come to love sugar. I have found a sugar substitute, stevia, is a plant. And if you get natural stevia and avoid the, I've seen lots of stevia on the market that has other products in it to make it fluffy or to help it to look more like regular sugar. But it just isn't good. At least I avoid that has other products in it. There's a pure stevia, and we're trusting that it's pure. And it's spelled P-Y-U-R-E, stevia. I get it at Walmart. It's pricey, but yes, I love the sweetness in my tea and baking and all of that. P-Y-U-R-E only has stevia in it. And we develop this craving for sweet things and carbohydrates and potato chips and all kinds of things like that. And according to the doctor that we follow, who's 83 and has been a naturopathic physician and has a book in the Smithsonian Library, a new book of the exotic animals book, it can be purchased for $23,000, a new book. So valuable. But we have been given the good food, bad food list, and there are products that we have that help to correct the illnesses that human beings are encountering because of the things that we are eating that are not good. They're on the bad food list. We crave sugar and carbs because of a lack of vitamins and nutrients, derived minerals, because our body do not make minerals. Back in the old day, when people as slaves or farm people used to put ashes from the fireplace into our food of minerals and vitamins that we don't have access to now, because that was one of those old-timey things that, you know, we very modern people don't want to have anything to do with. But we are learning that our bodies, our cells, need those minerals and vitamins that we can only get from a certain thing. I don't know if we can just go out and start burning trees, you know, and using those. But I do have a product called Plant Derived Minerals that has 77 minerals and vitamins in it. Something that we need. And I encourage you all to request from me at MaryWNichols@gmail.com the good food, bad food list, and I will send it to you happily, because this good food, bad food list and the products that we offer will help to change your health destiny. And we just need to do things. Eggs and milk, butter, vegetables, fruit, even salt. The cows get salt lick all the time, and they do well. I want to suggest that you do eat meat during this holiday season and every day for your life. As you are cooking, now try to use grass-fed beef and chicken or meats that don't have all of the additional hormones and things that they put into our food. We're really living kind of in when they talk about the food desert, the food that is in the food desert we don't always get the necessary nutrients and vitamins from it because it's not being put into the soil. So things that grow are not necessarily the best for us. They're substituting bad things, imitation things, high fructose corn syrup, all kinds of things that are being manipulated and changed just because that is the way of the world now. So just caution you to be careful. Read labels and do your own research. And I just thank Sister G because she is such a wonderful example of someone as a Christian has been studying food, studying those good things for that God has provided and learning. She's constantly learning and sharing what she has been given from the Lord about our health. And that is why I'm so excited about the study that we have done as a holistic health coach, certified holistic health coach. It's just to be able to help the church be healthy so that we can continue to do our work that the Lord gives us in health. So substituting the bad things that God has given us with all of these bad things, we don't want that. We must be diligent and prayerful about how we can substitute the bad things that the world has given us by tooting the good things that the Lord has given us, and to be prayerful before you eat. We need to learn new ways of cooking, and I tell you that cooking with coconut flour, rice flour, almond flour, it can be a little different. You may not have, when you first start out changing your cooking with, you may not get the results that look like things that you bake with wheat or with sugar or with Crisco. It may not look quite as pretty until you get the hang of it, but it is physically worth that learning curve time if you're not already practicing cooking with non-GMO food, gluten-free. It just makes cooking oils, it may not look like what's on the market or what comes out and is on the shelf, but I am telling you that this will help sustain you and keep you healthier doing those things the Lord wants you to do. Also, meat, do not eat burned meat. The burned fat causes something called acrylamide. Acrylamide, it's food that comes from in food or comes out of the food as it is cooked at a high heat. So I used to think, oh my goodness, that's rare. That's medium rare for meat, and I didn't want to eat it. But when it is burned and it is well done, research has shown that it is and can be a source of cancer and other illnesses that we are getting. So substitute less well done meat for the well done meat. Substitute rare or medium rare meat to avoid adding to the inflammation causing things in our life. Margarine is plastic. Sorry. Yes, yes. But cooking oil, margarine, and money for the food industry. But it is not profitable for our health. So just a reminder that as you are choosing what you will eat during this holiday season, to be mindful of the sugar that to you, the wheat, oatmeal, rye, barley, non-GMO, corn, those foods are not good for us, and we need to substitute. So I'll be happy to send the bad food list that's requested, Mary W. Nichols, Nichols, @gmail.com. And ask the Lord to show you what you need to start with or what you can do to keep you healthy as well as wise in this age when things are coming at us all of the time that are meant to destroy us, to keep us from doing God's will. And I just want you to look at those things as you are celebrating and remembering that he substituted himself as God in the flesh in order for us to have that great, unfathomable gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name.
All right. Well, we thank God for you, Sister Mary Nichols. That was awesome. Thank God. I wanted to ask a question, and then I'm going to ask if anybody else has a question as well. I'm going to unmute all the lines. So if you have anything in the background, if you could shut it off for us or keep your phones on mute. But you talked about a sugar substitute, and you talked about stevia. What about agave? What is agave good to substitute for sugar?
Yes. As far as I know, it is. And there are other things that there's something called xylitol. I haven't used it to cook with.
So no, I think that's wrong with xylitol. I read up on xylitol. There's something wrong with it. It's not healthy for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Did read up on that.
Oh, thank you. Sister G, thank you for all that you do and all that you have learned and shared with us. I appreciate that.
Yes.
Sister Benita is also a certified holistic health coach who's on the call today. And Benita, if you have something that you want to say, Sister G, please let her.
Oh, sure. Benita, did you have anything you
wanted
to share with
us? Well, thank you so much. But I tell you, Sister Nichols covered all the bases. I think you hit a home run today. The main thing actually here in Atlanta, there was a weather report. And they were talking about how even in the cold and wind, you lose a lot of fluids. And I would only add, be more hydrated. Make sure you hydrate, even eating more fruits and leafy green vegetables. I know when I made my smoothie, I had a bunch of grapes, so I froze them. So I put them in my smoothie, and it did make, it more liquid. So just eating a lot of fruit as well as drinking good water throughout the day to remain hydrated, and you won't have brain fog. And as we learn about doing things, incorporate maybe one thing at a time. And you won't shock your system, or you won't get frustrated trying to change everything at once, because it is a lot, and we have been born into this.
Yeah.
So to, like you say, do cold turkey, just cut out the sugar, your body will act up on you. And if you ease into changing, like I said, one thing at a time and staying fully hydrated. That will keep you full, and you won't have cravings for the unhealthy things. Okay?
Yeah. Amen. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. All right, don't hang up yet. We're going to get anybody else have any questions that they wanted to ask to Mary? Any questions? State your name, please. And your name is?
Sister Beyonce.
I can hardly hear you. Is there a way you could put your phone up higher?
Let's see. Sister Beyonce?
Okay.
Is that a little better?
Okay. That's much better.
Real quick. Okay, thank you. Yes, awesome show always. I absolutely love, I call her Queen Mary or Professor Mary. She's my mentor. I'm a health coach as well, and she has been such a blessing in my life, and I always love everything that she has to say. And I was wondering about monk fruit, Sister Mary. Did a little research on it. I tasted it. I didn't really care for it, but I know they have different types of monk fruit, just like with the stevia, and you have to be careful to watch out to make sure it is the healthy one. So I wondered about monk fruit.
Thank you for your question, and thank you for all that you do, Beyonce. And pray for Beyonce, Sister Beyonce's relative, Beyonce.
Thank you so much.
As far as I know, monk fruit is okay, and they used to tell us about everything in moderation. So I just agree and insist that you pray and allow the Lord to show you information or what it is that you need to eat in this day and age. we are coming for the second coming, and there is so much that is wicked that they're trying to get us off of the right course. And one of the ways that they do it is by eating, by what we eat, changing everything. I did want to say that Dr. Wallach, who we follow him because he first followed the Lord, that while we were suffering and losing people during the COVID, and even now, I'm not sure that we're getting the true statistics about people who we have lost or are losing and will be losing because of the wickedness of COVID. Dr. Wallach researched all around the world to find out that one of the things that was constant in the health or lack of health for people around the world during COVID was that in societies that were wheat-eating countries like America, like black people who have been so immersed in eating certain things. The wheat, if you had been a wheat eater, then you may have had a more difficult time with COVID and a long-lasting illnesses or symptoms because of the wheat in your life. So I suggest that everybody, new way of looking and cooking is to avoid wheat, oats, rye, and barley. Get the good food, bad food list. Mary?
Amen. All right.
Gmail.com. Thank you.
Thank you all. I appreciate you all. Now, did anyone else have a question there? I have almost everybody's name because I want to pray for you before you hang up. I have Bernita. Yvette was on here. I don't know if she came back, but you know, Beyonce is on. And 713, is that you, Beyonce, or are you 281, Beyonce?
I'm 281.
Okay. So we have a 713. Can we have your name?
Patricia McGill.
Patricia.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Patricia, for coming on. So I want to give you all a brief. I'm sorry. Did someone say something? I can hardly hear you.
Oh, no. I was just saying Patricia McGill. Wonderful.
All right. So we thank God for you all being on here today. I want to tell you all a brief testimony of how I got into holistic eating. I had some health issues when I was in my early 30s, and my breasts were swollen, all under my arms was swollen, and I didn't even know I had a lot of health issues until that came up, and it was found in my chiropractic office when they were muscle testing me. So he told me, he said, I think it's fibroids, but go to the doctor. So I went to the doctor, three different gynecologists, and they all wanted to put me on a male hormone. Well, just because the doctor tell me something, I'm not going to necessarily do it because I'm of the nature that, wait a minute, three of y'all telling me about this strong meds that could make the hair on my chest, my voice deepen, it could cause blood clots. No, I don't care who said it. You could be the best doctor in the world. I'm not going to take it. So I knew better than to digest that. I refused to take it. But I knew a lady who had told me, she said, she kept on telling me to come to her, and I couldn't understand what she did. But she was a holistic nutritionist that did iridology. And so when I went to her, she checked my fingernails. I had white spots on my fingernails. She checked in the iris of my eyes. She read and she wrote down. She said, to summarize everything, she said, get off of wheat, dairy, white flour products, no sugar, and no caffeine. So I'm like, wow. I was drinking, you know, I wasn't drinking coffee, but I was eating chocolate brownies. And so, I mean, I did a 365-degree turnaround. Everything she told me to do, I did it. But then I asked her, I said, where am I going to buy that? That was in the 80s. I didn't know where to go buy those products. But she told me it was a Whole Foods store in the area where I live. And they sold those products. So she sent me for colonics. And then I was still in a lot of pain, even though she put me on mega vitamins and minerals and all those things. I was still in a lot of pain. So I told my chiropractor, I said, I'm having a lot of pain. So he brought me in the office. I mean, I went in the office. He said 3 or 4 days a week. When I go in, he strapped me on a table, and it was called inverted table. He would turn me upside down. I would have a box of Kleenex in front of me, all the mucus. That's what was making me sick, the mucus in my body, and it was caused by eating the wrong kinds of foods. So when I changed my diet, I had to go, like I said, get colonics to clean out my upper, lower colon, all of that. I did everything she told me to do. And in my chiropractor's office, after the mucus was drained, he put me on another table, and he did lymphatic massages, deep tissue massages. And that got into my lymph system. It was under my breast and on my arms and side, and it got rid of the lumps. And it got rid of the pain. So there are alternatives to a doctor that we can do. A lot of people think that the doctor is the only way. No, even when I was a child growing up, we had doctors that were, they had keen vision. And I'm not talking about 20/20 vision. They had a gift, a lot of them. They could look at you and tell you what was going on. They didn't need no machine. They didn't need to be pressing your breast in between machines. They didn't need all of these put dyes in your vein. No, they didn't know. They didn't even do that. God had gifted most of them with, and most of them believed in God at that time. The doctors did. And they had a gift where they could see a lot of things going on in you. Now, today, the doctor is dependent on the machine or the medication, and it's too strong. It's making people sick. So, you know, I just choose to go a different route other than what, you know, they're blood analysts. They're holistic doctors. And I know Sister Mary was talking about, you know, when you I was in the grocery store last week. And I was buying some distilled water. That's another thing I learned over a period of time. Distilled water, even though it doesn't have minerals, you do have to put minerals in. If you boil water on the stove, it doesn't get rid of parasites. It might get rid of something, but I remember I met this person that had a water purifier. To the water, even after it was boiled, there was a lot of crap still in the water. So I'm praying and asking the Lord, and he's going to do it because we're his children. He said he give good gifts and he don't add no sorrow. So 2023, we don't know what's coming, but we know that we have to stay in the presence of God and we have to talk to him, and he will lead and guide. He said the steps of a good person are ordered by him. We're his children. He's going to lead us in the right path. So I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Bishop Patterson, who came on but had to go, and his family. And Lord, he's a servant of the Most High God. And you gave Bishop certain kinds of responsibilities. So he has a lot. You said, to whom much is given, much is required. So we are praying, Lord God, for his direction, guidance on a daily basis, oh God. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, for Bernita, your daughter, who knows your name. But Lord, we're grateful you know all of our names on here. You carefully placed us in our mother's womb. So I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in Bernita. And Lord, I thank you for any children that she may have that's going through situations. In the name of Jesus, I pray a hedge of protection around them. Thank you for Sister Mary Nichols, her husband, her two daughters. I thank you that you are teaching her, even as she sleeps, you're teaching her. If she listened to videos and different things, I thank you that you're teaching her much knowledge, much wisdom that is needed in today's time. In the name of Jesus. I thank you for Yvette, who came on earlier, Lord. I thank you for healing virtue going even throughout her stomach area. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for all that you're doing on her behalf. I thank you for wisdom, guidance, understanding of your ways. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for Beyonce, your servant, oh God, who knows you. And Lord, she has a love for children. I thank you for that love you put on the inside of her. I thank you that if she reach out to children, that she will also reach out to their parents and tell them, oh God, what is needed in this day and time for children. Many people still feeding their children all kinds of sugar and junk all day long. And they may be eating healthy, but their children, I want this, I want that. So Father, I thank you for her teaching them. I thank you for Patricia, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, any kind of pains, swelling in the ankles, the feet, the legs, heal, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for Vivian, your servant who's on with us today. I thank you for all that you're doing for Vivian. I thank you for drawing her even closer to you, even for the ministry of helps that she has. That, Lord God, I thank you in the secret place, oh God, you're going to download much, 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 much more in her, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for Wednesday midweek Bible study, the things that you taught us through Sister Mary Nichols. And I thank you, Lord God, for even those who will be listening later, that we would learn to hear your voice clear and that we'd obey you, because things are changing so rapidly and we don't know what's going to happen in 2023. But you already know, because you know the end of our lives from the beginning. And we give you honor in the name of Jesus. We cancel the spirit of belly filling, but we decree and declare self-control. Even when we go in the grocery store, we won't put stuff in our shopping carts that we should not eat. In the name, help us to lose the taste for those unhealthy foods that we eat, oh God. And we bless and honor you. We give you glory. You are the King of glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Did I miss anybody? All right.
Sister Marion.
Okay. Sister Marion, Lord, I thank you for Sister Marion. I saw you when you came on. I apologize. I thank you for Sister Marion, our sister in the Lord, who comes on weekly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for everything you've done for her. And, Lord, sometimes she's in excruciating pain all up and down the hip area. Heal her hips, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The lower back pain, neck and shoulder. Heal the spine all the way from the base of the skull all the way down. Heal the shoulders in the name of Jesus. Bless her children, grandchildren, her church family. And, Lord, we lift up our dear sister Annette Daniel, Lord God, who's been going through a lot in her body. But, Lord, we know healing is coming forth because you're the great physician, the great healer.
Yes.
So I thank you, oh God. Every care that we have, we cast it upon you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I just said thank you so much, Sister G.
Anybody have any comments, questions before we get off the air?
I bless you, Sister G, and I bless everyone that's on. And glad to hear that how strong things went today, even though I missed some of it. But be kind of busy sometimes. But I thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Thank God for you, Sister Vivian. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Questions, comments?
Just thank you so much for this platform. You're such a blessing to all of us, and I thank you so much for the prayer. It just truly blessed me, blessed my soul. Thank you so much.
Tell me your name.
It's Sister Beyonce, Cindy Beyonce.
Beyonce, okay. Thank you. Anybody else?
Sister Marion. I thank you, Sister G, and I thank all Sister Mary Nichols. And if she could give me the email again, please, I would appreciate it.
Mary W. Nichols, N-I-C-H-O-L-S, @gmail.com. And is Sister McGill still on?
Sister McGee?
McGill. Patricia.
What? Oh, Patricia? I think she hung up.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Sister McGill is 80. I think she's about 80. She's absolutely beautiful. She's a sickle cell survivor. And,
she has
a testimony of what the Lord has done and how he has healed her to keep her going all of this time. And it's about eating and about a product that we have with 2,000 different PubMed.gov. Things that the Lord has brought to us to help keep us healthy so that he can continue to use us. And I'm excited about having something called the Healthy Church Initiative, and it's all about helping to get Christians, especially if we love other people. But they have to be first healthy in their relationship with God. They need to be saved. And then work on spiritual health, the health for their body. So that whole thing of soul, mind, and body, that's what we are doing to help people get the best health, which is relationship, salvation, and then working on the mind and the body. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Amen.
About ready to stop? Anybody else? We're going to be closing out.
This is Bernita in Atlanta. It's my first time being on the midweek. Awesome, very informative, and appreciate whoever added me to the list.
Oh, thank you, Bernita. Okay. Anybody else? All right. Well, I thank God for you all, Father, in the name of Jesus, as we close out from this line, but not from your presence. I thank you for walking with us, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. Let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and our redeemer. We're trusting in you like never before as we go into a new year, Lord God. I thank you for going before us, going with us, oh God, leading and guiding us as our shepherd. We shall not want in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing. Surely your goodness and your mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in your house forever and ever and ever. Amen. Love y'all. Have a good day.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
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 Love you. See everyone.